radio moments.
It's 2 years this week since we lost Mike Smith.
Mike Smith!
Smithy!
A few things to introduce you to this morning on the new breakfast show. We shall break you in nice and gently. The sort of things we've got coming for you is a new competition, and there'll be a chance for you to ring me this morning and a chance to join...
Radio 1 hardly had a phone-in.
I don't remember Radio 1 having a phone number when I started listening.
We started having a phone number on the breakfast show because that was one of the reasons I said I would do it, is if we could have this phone-in thing going. There was so much that you wanted to do then that you couldn't do because of the rules.
Hello? Line 2, Keck. Are you there? He's not. In Bedfordshire, line 3... No, let's go to Ray on line 4. Hi, Ray? Ray, you're there. You're very, very faint. Speak up. Yeah, I think you've probably got a radio on. Where are you calling from?
Mike Smith, the fifth presenter of Radio 1 Breakfast, who died this week in 2014. 9 years ago, the Gold Network began the final fusing of two AM oldie services under the GCAP ownership.
Hi, I'm Greg Edwards, and welcome to Gold, the UK's newest classic hits radio network, created by the merger of Capital Gold and Classic Gold networks. We hope to offer you something new and exciting, as well as playing the widest breadth of the greatest songs from the last five decades. Gold will entertain you with a variety of specialist music shows, exclusive interviews, special guest DJs, and VIP gigs. So let's get the soul party started with Chera Lynn. Gold. Where it's all about the music.
The start of the Gold Network, which began at 7 o'clock on the evening of Monday, the 3rd of August 2007. The Pepsi chart was the second incarnation of the network chart across commercial radio, and this week Foxy took the reins under that new sponsor.
It's the official UK Hot 10 on the number one rated Pepsi chart.
In the top 10 this week, we got one new entry to come. Two songs are climbing up. Six songs are going down. One song doesn't budge. Robbie, or do we have a new number one? We're crossing all the
devastation. He was hot, wasn't he? Dr. Fox taking over the Pepsi chart this week in 93. John Walters was John Peel's long-time producer, and he died this week 15 years ago. John Peel wrote in the Radio Times that the relationship between us is that of a man and his dog, each believing the other to be the dog.
In some ways, what's wrong with Radio 1 was the way in which it was marketed in the first place, in that I was just coming into radio at that time from the pop music business. And my impression, in the same way that I think most people got the impression, that it was going to be, in some way, a substitute for the Pirates. It was going to be a pop station with a capital P.
I have to say that I always expected that John Walters, despite his illness, would outlive me, because he was absolutely determined to be at my funeral in order to deliver the eulogy, which would have been enormously long, very, very funny, and I suspect would have reflected a great deal of credit on him and not nearly so much on me.
John Peel on John Walters, who died this week in 2001. 5 years ago, Radio X was XFM, and that London station had a new breakfast show.
Danny Wallace, wake up. Come on.
Danny, come on. Danny, it's me, Dermot.
Danny, wake up. Come on. It's the OC. It's Christian.
Danny Wallace, Richard Bacon here. You need to get up.
Danny, you fat lump. Wake up. This is no way to start a breakfast show career. Trust me, Tarrant, I know these things. Wake up, you fat git. Get out of bed. God, this is hopeless.
Daniel, the power now belongs to you, my son.
You need to get out of bed. This is your first show on XFM. You cannot let those listeners down.
This is your time to shine.
Get up. Shift it.
Come on, buddy, that indie rock's not going to play itself.
Brilliantly done, if you've spotted all those voices. The arrival of Danny Wallace on XFM Breakfast this week in 2011. This week in 1921 saw what's hailed as the first ever radio commentary in the world. It was play-by-play baseball on KDKA Pittsburgh.
This is KDKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Harold Arlin was the commentator back then, by the way, and he used an old phone, an old telephone, as a microphone. Hello, I'm Harold! It was a home win, by the way, which probably cheered him and his listeners at KDKA.
KDKA!
Fourteen years ago this week, Radio 1 breakfast show host Sarah Cox was reportedly reprimanded after she suggested the Queen Mother smelt of wee. Sadly, I don't have the audio, but if you do, please get in touch. 1989 now, and what's this launching across Ireland?
This is Atlantic 252. To improve your reception of our signal on the long-wave band, you could simply try lifting your radio set and turning it around a little bit to either the left or the right. Regular broadcasts of Atlantic 252 will begin soon.
Sounds like an April Fool's, doesn't it? But it wasn't. It was the mighty Atlantic 252 launching this week in 89 on long wave. It went on to attract huge audiences here in the UK. The frequency later went to Team Talk 252, which lasted just 4 months. And that closed this week in 2002.
All right, 40 seconds remaining, but less than that. And not only less than that, in the World Cup, who was that? Ireland against whom?
Oh, Spain.
Somebody.
Yeah. But less than 40 seconds remaining in the life of Team Talk 252.
It's very tragic, isn't it?
It is, but we're heartened by the fact that senior management have told us that they'll do everything they can, and they're off on holiday.
Farewell to the short-lived Team Talk 252, which broadcasts from Leeds, didn't it? 3 years ago this week, David Jacobs hosted his last programme on Radio 2.
Conducted by Eric Rogers, bringing this week's collection to a close. I'll be here at the same time next week, so until then, or whenever, on behalf of my producer, Alan Boyd, it's good night from me, David Jacobs.
David Jacobs, who died a month after that broadcast, he'd been on air for 7 decades. So, with Offshore Pirate Radio 355 closing 49 years ago...
To all of you who have written to me, my thanks. To all who tried to help us, the thanks of all of us.
The death of Michael Bucht 5 years ago, the first Capital PD and Classic FM founder.
And therefore you want more from a good radio station than just good music.
And BBC Southern Counties launching 22 years ago. It had been BBC Sussex and Surrey. It was formed from a merged Radio Surrey and Radio Sussex, and Radio Sussex had been Radio Brighton.
In Eastbourne, Dorking, Midhurst, Guildford, Uckfield, Arundel and Redhill, this is BBC Southern Counties Radio.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!